Get care that comes to you, in-home medical care, in-home urgent care, in-home COVID testing, all at GetReady.com. Open every day from 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., including holidays. And they're partners with leading insurance plans, including Medicare and Medi-Cal. Again, that's GetReady.com.
It's time to get moving, Toledo. Sponsored by 3D Wellness. Here's your host, Jim Poole.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Get Moving Toledo, the show about all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Jim Poole. I want to start by thanking my sponsors, Joni over at 3D Wellness, State Farm agent Julie Spann Johnson. She's located in downtown Perrysburg, right by SWIG, and jimpoolehealth.com. That's my website, obviously, for my health insurance business, and that's also where you can go if you want to download and listen to past episodes of Get Moving Toledo. This week, I wanted to kind of, with the weather changing, people out and about, and hopefully being more active. I know the gyms are open and things like that. Some people are hesitant to go back. A lot of people have just gone back, and they're back in their normal habitat for fitness and things like that. And there's a lot of people that have, you know, I spoke a couple weeks ago about demand for just fitness bikes and regular old bikes to go out and ride a bike is very high because of the quarantine, and it's taken off. And so there's actually kind of a shortage nationally of bikes. If you go to any of the bike shops, they're low on inventory right now. So people are finding ways to be more active and maybe more creative ways even. But I wanted to spend this week talking to you guys a little bit about some of the things that you can do that are cheap, if not honestly free, that you can do to help your fitness and your nutrition and things like that. You know, with technology, we all have iPhones or Androids, and there's an app for everything. I know we've joked about that in the past, and you know, I had Jay on from Garmin a couple times and some of the other guests that we've had. But you know, as a runner, I have a Garmin watch, and so I use that to track my pace and my mileage and my calories burned and all that good stuff. And there's a lot of things that you can do with Garmin Connect and a Garmin watch. But for somebody that doesn't want to go out and buy a, you know, $200, $300, $400, even $500 Garmin watch, depending on what you buy, and they're like, look, I'm trying to be fit. I'm trying to take care of my health. I'm trying to be more aware of what I'm putting into my body and how I'm burning these calories. What can I do without hiring a coach or joining a gym and things like that? So I've been interested for quite a while, and I know, you know, I guess I know enough that'd be dangerous, and some of the things that I have downloaded on my phone that I use app wise and things like that for certain things. But I was curious, and I've always wanted to, you know, kind of find what's out there that maybe I'm not aware of and things that I could incorporate into my health and wellness journey and you know, that would help me down the road. So I've been looking into this for about 3 weeks now, just kind of getting online, getting on the app store, talking to people, talking to friends in the industry, in the fitness industry, things like that, about, you know, hey, what do you use? What apps are good? You know, what do you recommend? What are your clients using? You know, whatever. So I want to talk to you today about 4, 5, 6 of the apps that I use, some of them, and some of them that I'd like to incorporate, and things that, you know, I think can motivate you and give you some information, valuable information that's going to help you, you know, in your fitness and your health and wellness journey. So I want to do that. And, you know, there's a lot of things out there. You can look at, there's an app for, like I said, there's literally an app for everything. You can do it. You can invest in the stock market. You can do your, obviously you can do your online banking. You can do the click list at Kroger and they'll shop for you. There's literally an app that will just about allow you to not leave your house if you don't want to, that will do all the work for you, give or take. But you know, there's a lot of things that we've had different nutrition people on. We've had, you know, our friends, the Vannies on from Nutrition Spot to talk about, you know, their nutrition business and how it's exploded and how, you know, people are taking, you know, kind of taking a grasping their health and wellness and trying to find places where they can get a healthy shake, or they can go to a place that serves, you know, vegan food or or whatever the case might be. But there's certain things that you can download on your phone that are going to do a lot of the work for you. It's funny because one of the first one I want to talk about, it's called My Water. And it's an app that I basically preach to anybody that'll listen to that I use, and it tracks your fluid intake. And that could be water, that can be Gatorade, a glass of milk, whatever the case might be. But you download the app, it's a free app, you download it and you put in your personal information, meaning like your height and your weight and your age. And then there's a framework that it gives you that says, okay, based on you being, I'm a 50-year-old man, I weigh 183 pounds, you need to take in 72 fluid ounces a day in order to be well hydrated and not be dehydrated. Whatever that number is, I'm somewhere in the ballpark, but I really don't know. I'm not looking at the app as we speak, but that's basically what it does. And when you get up in the morning, if you have a cup of coffee, you can go in there. There's a scroll you can set up. You can program, like if your glass is a 16-ounce coffee cup that you use in the morning, you have a favorite mug that has a picture of your kids or your favorite sports team or your alma mater or whatever the case might be. That's the glass that like I have my coffee with every day, or I drink, my tea or whatever I drink in the morning when I get up. You can input, okay, I had a glass of coffee. Okay. And then it gives you the option to say 16, 32, 48, 84 ounces, however many ounces. You can program it so that it's set and programmed in your phone into the My Water app that says, okay, if I hit coffee, it's going to be a 16 ounce glass based on the mug that you use or whatever, whatever amount that you have in the morning, if you track it that closely. And then what it does is the screen becomes kind of it starts as an empty glass. And as I drink a 16-ounce bottle of water, I type in, I scroll in, I get water, I hit that I had a bottle of water, and you start to see a little water in the glass, and it's kind of like the wave of an ocean. It's moving, so you can see like, okay, this is where the level is at the bottom of the glass. I have to get to the top of the glass to reach what my daily input should be, so I'm well hydrated. Everybody knows the benefits of being hydrated, and some of us learned some hard lessons along the way. Me being a runner, I've learned the lesson of what it's like to be dehydrated on a hot day or just any day at a race, or a long distance event or whatever. It can be detrimental to your health. It can be detrimental to your life. It can be very bad. It can be very bad to be dehydrated. It doesn't take a lot to be dehydrated. And this is a simple app, My Water, that you can download that will track it and you can have some fun with it too along the way. So I highly recommend My Water. It's a cool app. It's free. Check it out in the App Store and download it and track your fluid intake. Another one, obviously this show isn't about running, but I think everybody that knows me, especially my friends that listen, they all know that, Kelly and I run, crazy miles. We've done marathons and Ironmans, and she's ran Boston a number of times and what have you. And we run, and that's our break from reality as we go out and we run 5-6 miles during the day and in the morning, at night, whatever. We have long runs on the weekends, and we constantly look for ways to challenge ourselves. So, you don't have to be a runner. People like to just get out and walk, or I talked about biking as we opened the show, and it comes down to, what do you need for motivation? Do I want to lose weight? Do I want to make a difference with, do I have a charity that I support? Yes, I do. I mean, again, people that know me know that I'm heavily involved. I just finished my term as a president of Old News Boys, a foundation here in town that outfits kids that can't afford gloves and hats and boots and jackets in the winter months, or and helps families that are affected by fire or loss of job or dramatic happenings in life. And I'm very passionate about it. I talk about it all the time. I'm as involved as I possibly can be with the organization. And it tugs at my heart, and it means a lot to me. There's an app called Charity Miles, and it has to do with, if you support the Arthritis Foundation or lung cancer or whatever your cause or your heart string puller is, you can hook up with them. and you can walk, run, or bike. And it's an app that will help generate money with ties to corporate sponsors. So you can say, hey, I'm supporting the Arthritis Foundation. And then it goes out and it looks and finds corporate sponsors that are, you know, looking for like-minded charities to support, and it helps you generate money, as well as get, you know, gives you the option to, you know, do social media content that ties in, like, hey, I'm going on a 10-mile hike this weekend. We're going down to Tennessee and we're going to go hiking in the mountains, and I'm doing a 10-mile hike and it's to support, you know, juvenile diabetes. Please consider making a dollar donation for every mile that I hike, or something to that effect. So it allows you to generate money for a charity of your choice, to tie in corporate sponsors that are just looking for a way to get involved, and also to generate some money for yourself. So the more money that you generate, you get a little bit of a residual income, so to speak. So it's a way to make money by raising money and being active and being healthy. I thought that was a really cool app. I haven't used it yet, but I think I am going to download it over the weekend here and check it out. I just think it's pretty cool. It's a great idea, good concept. And then one of the other things, the next one I want to talk to you guys about is, it's called Sleep Cycle. And I've talked about this a couple of times, actually, when I've had Jay on the show to talk about Garmin stuff and what Garmin Connect can do and what your watch can do as a Garmin owner. You know, Kelly, my wife Kelly, is obsessed with the sleep cycle in the Garmin watch. So if you have a Garmin watch, she sleeps with the watch on, and it tracks her REM sleep, her quality sleep. It will tell her exact, precisely to the minute, when did I fall asleep and get into a deep sleep pattern? How long did that pattern last? And where does that fall on the chart of, did I get enough? Am I short in my quality sleep? And she's obsessive about it. Like, she looks at it, she tracks it, she analyzes it. I refuse to wear my watch when I'm sleeping, just simply because, I don't know, it's just not comfortable to me. But it's a really neat feature that Garmin has. But there's an app called Sleep Cycle that tracks your sleep patterns. It wakes you when you're asleep. Like, if you sleep lightly and you're not having a quality sleep, it will actually, you can set an alarm that will go off. And actually, I know this sounds crazy, but it's going to wake you up, and it's going to be like, hey, you're not sleeping very well. And it actually gets your brain to refire into relaxation mode, and it causes you to go into a deeper sleep. I don't want to get too far off in the weeds on that one, but it's really a very interesting concept. I thought it was great that, you know, you can do that. And Sleep Cycle is just, again, it's an app you download to the phone and allows you to track, because just as well, you know, just as important as going to the gym or going down to your basement or in your garage and lifting weights or doing pull-ups or running or walking or cycling, sleep is every bit as important as your diet, your fitness. If you're not getting quality sleep, if you're not giving your body a chance to rest and rebuild itself on a daily basis, you're cheating yourself and you're wasting your time, quite honestly. You know, I know growing up as you're a kid, or, you know, kind of, we were always taught that 9 hours of sleep is what you need on a nightly basis. And for a lot of people that is, and some people function with far less than that. And some people, you know, get that much or more if they could, you know. But it's really interesting to know how much sleep is important for each individual person. And Sleep Cycle helps you do that. We're going to have a guest on from Mercy Hospital here in a few weeks, and he's a sleep specialist. And don't want to reveal too much, but very, very smart guy. I've heard him talk a number of times to our running group, and just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to sleep patterns and rest patterns and why they're so important to you on a daily, nightly basis, so to speak, and making sure that you, you know, are focusing on your fitness and your well-being. And, you know, hey, if you're not getting rest, then you're just breaking down your body further and further, and you're going to actually cause injury over time. So another great one is Sleep Cycle. So the first three we talked about is My Water, Charity Miles, and Sleep Cycle. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about two more. We're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Get Moving Toledo, and we'll be right back after a word. We're back on Get Moving Toledo. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, 3D Wellness, State Farm agent Julie Spann Johnson, and JimPoolHealth.com. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on Saturday morning here. And we're talking about apps that you can download to your phone that are either free or cheap, and that things that will help you with your fitness journey and your wellness journey. Things that are inexpensive, don't take a lot of effort. You push a couple buttons, download it, and then just have some fun with it. And, as much as we are a victim of being on our phones too much, there's also a lot of valuable content that we can utilize our phones for that will help us with our, whether it be financial, whether it be nutrition, whether it be fitness, whether it be with our job or whatever. And we're just going through some of the great apps that are out there, at least the ones that I think are great and the ones that I've found to be most popular, at least in their category, so to speak, and just talking about a little bit today. So before I went to break, we talked about MyWater, Charity Miles, and Sleep Cycle. And I want to talk to you about two more today that I think are really, really cool ones. I do take a couple supplements. I take a potassium supplement. I'm going to get to that one. As a matter of fact, I'll probably go to this app about the potassium next. And I take a vitamin D supplement. And it's because I had a doctor friend of mine here in town tell me one time that, as much as everybody's like, I got to be outside, I got to get my vitamin D today. And people talk about being out in the sun, and that's how you get your vitamin D, as long as, as well as, other things that you can drink and eat and stuff like that. He said, you can't be in the sun enough. It becomes detrimental to be in the sun too much, and you're still not getting the amount of vitamin D that you actually need. It is helpful, but there's other ways that you have to get it, whether that be a supplement or certain food groups that you have to, have more of, things like that. And so one of the things I found, and I stumbled across it, I wasn't looking for it, I just stumbled across it. It's called D-Minder Pro, and it basically tracks how much vitamin D you're getting. And I thought it was pretty interesting because I do take a supplement, and I take it simply because as a runner, put a lot of stress on my legs, put a lot of stress on my lower legs. And as somebody who's suffered through a couple of stress fractures over the years, did some research on my own fitness and nutrition and things like that, and found that I was vitamin D deficient. I took a blood test, found out that I was vitamin D deficient. And then, the best way for me to attack it at the time was take a supplement, add a supplement to my daily routine. So I do that every morning. I get up in the morning. I take a vitamin D supplement. I take some potassium, and I take some, another medicine that I have to take. So, and that's it. I don't take anything else. I don't take a whole bunch of stuff, but vitamin D is one of them. So D-Minder Pro is basically one that helps track how much vitamin D you have. I think it's kind of neat because, it also gives you some tips on, okay, what items. Everybody knows vitamin D, they associate milk and orange juice, even though vitamin C is considered with orange juice, but vitamin D is also associated with that. Halibut, the fish, is associated with a lot of vitamin D. When I say milk, low fat, 1% milk is the best milk that you can have for wanting to increase your vitamin D intake. It promotes a strong skeleton. As I said, having suffered through a couple of stress fractures, that's a great way for me to help ward off another stress fracture. It's not fun. It's painful. I ran through one in a training cycle at one time and suffered greatly afterwards. I got through the race I was in, and then I had about 9 weeks of complete misery while my leg healed because I thought I could run through it. Not the smartest thing I've ever done, but also not the dumbest thing I've ever done. We'll talk about that another show. But I thought that was a pretty interesting app, and it's called D-Minder Pro. Check it out. Again, it's just a way to track your vitamin D. Another one that I thought was really, really cool, I just downloaded it about a week ago and started using it. As a matter of fact, two nights ago, Kelly and I were at the grocery store, and I tried it, and it's really cool. It's called Fooducate, like educate with food. So it's called Fooducate, and it's you download the app, and then it allows you to go, when you go in the store, let's say you go to Kroger or Meijer or wherever you shop, you go in and you can scan the barcodes at the grocery store, and it gives you the pros and cons of the product that you scan. Now, it might not have every in there, but I think it has somewhere in the neighborhood of like 250,000 national products that you can scan. It's a barcode scanner that the app, provides, and you scan it and it tells you the pros and cons. This product gives you, let's say vitamin D, or it gives you vitamin C or vitamin K or vitamin A, whatever the case may be. it's high in fat content, it's low in this, it's, you know, it gives you a breakdown of the product. And what it does is, for somebody that's really trying to dial in their diet, and I don't mean, you know, please don't misconstrue the diet for people. Diet doesn't always, don't associate diet with lose weight. Diet means, you know, am I eating healthy? Am I eating unhealthy? You know, I want to improve my diet. That doesn't mean I want to lose more weight specifically. I want to improve my diet by what can I eat that's a little healthier? You know, one of the words you see in the store, you can go down any aisle in any store in America and you'll see the word organic just bludgeoned to death on different products. This is organic, or gluten-free is another one. This is organic, this is gluten-free. And people are like, oh, I got to have all gluten-free, or I got to have all organic. Not necessarily the case all the time. It's not, that doesn't mean it's always going to be the right product, whether it be for you or for everybody. But this allows you to go ahead and do some on the spot research on the product and say, okay, this is very strong content of this particular vitamin. And then if you want, I did the other night, like I looked up a couple things while I scanned the product. It gave me some information on it and that told me it's good for this particular vitamin. I actually wasn't aware what that particular vitamin helped within the human body. So I Googled it. I played Dr. Google, but I Googled it. I looked it up and said, oh, okay, it helps with this or helps with that. So it's, you know, it's neat. I guess it's nerdy stuff that I kind of get into, and it helps me to make sure that I stay, you know, somewhat dialed into my diet. I think admittedly, I've said a number of times on this show, I'm not completely the healthiest eater. You know, I had Dr. Khan on, the voice of the vegan movement, a few weeks back, from the Detroit area, and just a fascinating guy talking about why he's vegan and why he hasn't had a hamburger since, I think, 1983, I think he told me. You know, but I don't think I'll ever go 100% meat free, but I've really tried to, over time now, dial in like what types of meat I'll eat, staying away from red meat, even though I do have some red meat, but trying to limit that and, you know, just be smarter about my diet and why red meat could negatively affect your heart and things like that. You know, so I've tried to educate myself as I've gotten older, but two, just as I've, you know, started this health journey years ago when I started running, I don't know what it was, 15 years ago now, maybe a little longer, about 20 years maybe. So I've tried to pay close attention to it. And I thought Fooducate is a really cool app that you can download. And it's a great way to learn about what am I putting in my body on the spot. You know, you go to a restaurant nowadays, or when we used to be able to go to restaurants on a regular basis, you go to a restaurant and the menu has maybe a little heart next to certain items. And this is our heart healthy offering of fish, or our heart healthy offering of the salad, or, you know, chicken, or whatever the case might be, whatever the entree might be. That, you know, every restaurant now has something, some indicator on their menu that says, this is our heart healthy option, or this is our healthier option of all the steaks that we have, or whatever the case might be. So Fooducate is a way to just kind of, you know, see where you check the box on every aisle. Like, okay, I want to get a soup. Okay, let's click on this. And yes, you can read labels, but it also does, it gives you a little bit more dialed in information. But check it out. I think you'll see that that's a really cool app. So, you know, today I really just, like I said, I wanted to talk to you about these five. These are, I don't know if they're the top five necessarily ranked, but to me they're the top five because it kind of, it hits all the spots for me. My Water, Charity Miles, Sleep Cycle, D-Minder Pro, and Fooducate. And like I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, and there's Runkeeper for runners that will track stuff. If you don't have a watch, you can download Runkeeper and it will track your miles, your pace, your time. I'm not one that runs with a phone necessarily. That's why I use my watch. I might have the phone on like an armband or something and put some music on from time to time, but I don't typically run with my phone. It's just cumbersome. I don't want to hold it. I don't want it bouncing around on my arm or maybe one of my hydration belts or whatever I'm running with that particular day, depending on where we're at or what we're doing. So the apps are good things to use outside of running, especially for me, that I can, you know, track things that are important to me, my sleep cycle, you know, my water intake. The food thing is really cool. The Fooducate, I think, is really cool just because you can just educate yourself as you're walking down the aisle, like, ah, I think this is great. you know, I think this is great, but then you scan it, and you're like, yeah, it's not so great. What other options are there? And typically, if you're looking in a specific aisle and you scan a product, and you might get what you feel is some bad information in terms of that's not really the best thing for me. You're typically in the same area, so you can look at the product to its left, its right, above it, or below it, and say, all right, what about this one? And you can scan two or three products and find which one of that particular food category is best for you. So I thought that was really interesting. I loved it. You know, D-Minder Pro, it's just neat because of the vitamin D and the importance for me and Kelly as a runners, about making sure that we keep a strong skeleton and we can keep our bodies upright and running as long as we want to continue to do it. I hope it was informative today. I really got a lot out of, you know, looking up the information and kind of doing some background work on it and just, you know, kind of looking around and seeing what different stuff is out there. I mean, there's a lot of them. I could do three shows on all these different apps that you can download, but these are the ones that kind of, you know, just struck a chord with me. And I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm going to try to utilize these in my health and fitness journey, or health and wellness journey, I should say. And just let's see what I can do to improve what I'm already doing. So check those out, you know, get on the app store, go online, look at, you know, maybe there's some out there that I didn't talk about today. You might stumble upon and say, hey, this is a good one. If you see it, shoot me a note, you know, send me a note on Facebook or email me or text me or, you know, whatever, get a hold of me. I appreciate you guys sitting around and listening to me today. I hope you have a good weekend. We've got obviously a beautiful weekend of weather. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. As always, I appreciate my sponsors, you know, Joni over at 3D Wellness, Julie Spann Johnson at State Farm in Perrysburg downtown, and jimpoolhealth.com. Again, if you want to check out old episodes, by all means, go to jimpoolhealth.com, scroll down to the bottom, and you can download the old episodes and check it out. If there's something that you want, a topic we haven't touched on, or maybe a topic we've touched on already that you want to get some more information on, by all means, shoot me a note, guys. And, I'll do my best. I'm continually trying to improve the show, find different guests that are newsworthy and interesting. And I think you'll see we've got some great guests lined up coming down the pipe here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around every Saturday, 11:30 to 12 here on WSBD. And until we talk again next week, get up, get motivated, be healthy, look out for each other, everybody, and get moving, Toledo.
Well, just last week, I got a UTI. And ladies, if you know, you know how quickly you need to be treated. And I couldn't get in to see my doctor for 24 hours. I wish I would have known about Ready. Ready delivers healthcare to you at your home. So you call them up, you get someone to come and treated the same exact day. They're partners with leading insurance plans, including Medicare and Medi-Cal. And they're open every day from 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., including holidays. So check them out at GetReady.com.